You know, some stick to the seed, some come away more easily.
Press is.
And what about one whose meat comes away?
Clear seed.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
I call them shell beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips that people eat?
The tops?
Uh-huh. And when you cook them up with side meat or something, what do you call them?
I don't know what you call it. This is just the tops.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hand?
Rosemary.
What do you call the little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
That's stink. That's a stink. No. Polecat.
Okay. Have you ever had any dealings with polecats, Mr. Chaplin?
Yes. Years ago when I was about the size of that yarn, a little bigger. The dogs would be one of them things up and I'd get around the window and make me just sick as if I'd run off and vomit. Couldn't keep from it.
Uh-huh. Well, do they come around to steal things or what do they?
You know, just a little bit ago they had about four or five biddies. Put them in a little old bitty pen out there. And the first night, one of them gone. And that boy of mine set a trap there and caught him the next night.
Mm-hmm.
Polecat. And he never did throw his musk there.
Hmm. Well, they're pretty looking things, huh?
Yeah, they'd be a nice pet if it weren't for that stink.
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of them around you?
There's a good many of them. Just across the creek out here on this road where you turn, somebody had run over one. I spoke about it before we got to him. I said, what is that? I said, it's a polecat.
Sure tell.
Now they'll smell.
What do you call a little thing that lives near the water, a little creature? It's about that big around and it just sort of hops. It lives near the water.
You ain't thinking about a frog.
Yeah, that's right.
Put your hand there.
Well, would you call it something special if it lived on the land? I mean, something different if it lived on the land from what you'd call it if it lived in the water?
Yes, we got one here. They call him a toad frog.
And is he the one that lives on the land?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a dry fella.
And what about the one that lives in the water?
We call him a spring frog.
Are the spring frogs the ones that holler?
Yeah, they'll holler. Most all the frogs I've ever seen will holler at times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what about the big ones? What do you call them?
What? Yeah, we got one, but we ain't got them here. Call them bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm, but you don't have any here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call worms that people use for bait? Well, what are some different kinds of worms?
There are these two or three kinds. Eelworms.
Red
wiggers. What were them things they brought in yesterday?
what were those?
I don't know what the name of them.
I don't know what the name of them, but they sure look nasty.
Look kind of like a maggot, if you've ever seen a maggot.
Mm-hmm.
Only their beak about this long, they said they're real good fish
ones. Hmm. Yeah. And are there any other kinds that people use?
There's one they call the earthworm.
We used to use sawyers.
Yeah, that's another fish bait.
Okay, he's worm.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?